Boker Tov, good morning. Shavua Tov, we are continuing. New parasha, double parasha, parashat Vayakel, Vikudei. We have a double parasha this week. Today's class will be for the Rufu'a Shlema, Vol Echolim, Vichlalam. Kemdam, Baruch HaMashan, Vachad Ruzhan, El Mechad, Nukab, Nifuqa, Sarab, Anunio, Shalom, Sarad, Avir, Mechad, Yifab, Adar, Rav, Zikab, Adar, Rav, Zikab, Shalom, Yisar, Fahim, Adam, Shem, Anchana, Yifab, Adar, Yam. Yehudam, Nifah, Chakab, Adar, Rav, Anchana, Simcha, Ben, Matam, Rav, Adar, Rav, Zim, Yam, Chana, Yam, משה בן יפה, יו נפה, חי תפזר רחב וחנה, שמחה בן מלכה, מרים בת יוחבד, אליסה בת מרים, חנה, ליאנה בת נורמה, חזר בת המעשה, וחנה, גבירות והברכה, דן בן אסר, יצחק בן אורלי, יחד אמר מלכה, יושב בן יתר, מרים בן יפה, יוסף בן נרמה, שם שם בן נינה, יוסף בן יפה, דניה, מדינה, יוסף בן יפה, מדם, וגשם בגללו, אלינה, בגן מחמם, וגשם בסמל, חנדים, יחד אסם, כנה, בת יגן ים, יצחק בן יפה, ויגדם בן אסר, כבן מנסה, יצחק בן צמר, אחד גם נדס בן יחד היה, ולהבדיל לנשמת, רחב את אליהו בו זמר העם, דינה מטהרון, תמר ברכה ודברם, שם בן רפאל, אליהו בן סלב שלום יצחק ומין שלמה שלמה יצחק חיים, שם בן משה ירפך ואת אליהו, יעקב בן יצחק, ירון לך ואת משה, מרדכה בן יהושע, יהושע בן יחזקאל, ולהבדיל לנשמת, ולהבדיל להריון, דבורה בעד מרים. Okay, we are starting a new parasha, double parasha, actually, parashot Vayakel Pekudei. I'm going to talk about a little bit about the beginning of the parasha and Vayakel. It starts out, Parashat Vayakel talks about the mitzvah of Shabbat. And it says, Vayakel Moshe et kol adat bnei Yisrael vayomer alehem. Moshe gathered all of the people of Am Yisrael and he says to them, Vayomer alehem, Ela devarim asher tziva Adonai la'asot otam. These are the things that God commanded to do. And he starts with a mitzvah that is so vital and important. Sheshet yamim te'aseh melacha. For 6 days, one may do work. One may work. Uvayom ha-shvi'i yiye lachem kodesh Shabbat Shabbaton la'Adonai. And on the 7th day, it should be a day of kodesh for you. Shabbat Shabbaton. It's a day of Shabbat. Meaning there are 6 days that a person is capable and should work. And then there's the 7th day where it's not only Shabbat, but the Torah has to iterate to us that it is yiye lachem kodesh. It should be a day of kodesh to you. What does kodesh mean? So usually the art scroll, if you look in the English and the art scroll, well, how do they translate the word Kodesh?
Sanctified,
holy. It should be a holy day for you, which is not, it's not necessarily completely incorrect. I don't think it's wrong. I think it is a holy day. I think Shabbat is the holiest day of the year. Not only the week, but the holiest day of the year. So, but I think I want to translate the word Kodesh a little bit differently. The context of the Pasuk is saying there are 6 days that a person can work, and then the 7th day is a specific Kodesh day. So now, in this context, the 7th day is now different than the rest of the days. So really the word Kodesh, the way it fits in the context, Kodesh over here really means different, separated. It's separated from all the other days. It's a completely different entity, the 7th day. And it says, and it's not only telling us that it's a Shabbat. It could have just said, Yom HaShvi'i Shabbat Shabbaton LaHashem. 7 days is a day of rest, day of Shabbat for Hashem. It doesn't say that. It says, Yeh Lachem Kodesh. It should be a day of Kodesh for you. It should be a day that's sanctified for you and a day that is separated from all other days and different than all other days. Why does the Torah reiterate this in this way and tell us that it should be such an important day that it should be separated from all the other days? It shouldn't be like the other 6 days. You shouldn't treat Shabbat like the other days. You should treat Shabbat differently. You should wear different clothing. You should act in a different way. You should speak differently. You should learn differently. You should talk differently. You should eat differently. Everything you do should be different. So I want to read for you this last halakha. We've learned this before, but I'm going to teach it again. The last halakha in the book of the Rambam, in the laws of Shabbat. It's in the 30th chapter, halakha 15. And he says the following. He talks about the mitzvah of Shabbat. And he says, and he talks about avodah zarah, avodah kochavim, umazalot, kol achad mishten shekula keneged koshar mitzvot ha-Torah. Shar kol mitzvot ha-Torah. It says, Shabbat is one of the mitzvot that is on the level that it's equivalent to all 613 mitzvot. Meaning Shabbat is such a high level of importance that if you take all 613 mitzvot on one side of the scale and you take Shabbat on the other side of the scale, they would be at the same level. They would be at the same level, to that extent. And the Rambam continues and says, HaShabbat Ya'od Shemen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beinenu Le'olam. Shabbat is the covenant between us and God forever, for all of eternity. Every single day of the year and every day of the week, for 6 days a week, we are the same. We don't differentiate generally ourselves from the goyim. We all work. The goyim all work. Why is Shabbat different? Why is Shabbat Yelachem Kodesh? The Rambam is saying, because Shabbat is the one day that is your covenant between us and Hashem, different than any other nation. No other nation has this connection to Hashem that we do. And the Rambam continues and tells us so importantly about the mitzvah Shabbat. Kol ha-shomeret ha-shabbat kilchata. Anybody who keeps Shabbat the proper way, he says, u'mechabda u'me'anga, and he honors Shabbat, and he enjoys on Shabbat. He says, kefi kocho, whatever he can, kvar miforash b'kabbalah schar ba'olam hazeh yeter haschar safon l'olam haba. He says that if a person keeps Shabbat, honors Shabbat, respects Shabbat, he enjoys on Shabbat, and spends for Shabbat, Hashem will repay him his reward much greater, even in this world, than that which he will receive in the world to come. Meaning you'll see the bracha that you'll receive in this world for keeping Shabbat. This is what the Rambam writes about the mitzvah of keeping Shabbat. And I think this really answers the question. Why does the Torah tell us it's not just a Shabbat? It's a day that is separated from all other days. Because the Rambam is telling you that this one day, this day of Shabbat, is a day that you can attain so much spirituality and accomplish so much on just this one day every single week that we're given as a blessing, as a gift. It's a gift that we have Shabbat. Because without Shabbat, we would be robots. We'd be working and working and working and working and working and working, and there'd be no end. Shabbat is that one day that we look forward to every single week. That it's that one day that finally I can put everything down, put everything aside, shut down all of the distractions, and focus on my connection to Hashem. You know, somebody once asked me, he said, what's so great about Mondays? Why is Monday better than Sunday? What, right? Exactly. Very good, Kev. One day closer to Shabbat. Every day we go further on into the week is better than the day before because you're one day closer to the next Shabbat. Thursday. If you think about it like that. Thursday, what, you know, Thursday towards the end of the workday, it's like a very exciting day. Why? You feel that, you feel the Shabbat spirituality start to come in. You feel the Kedusha start to come in because this is how Shabbat is. Shabbat is not just a thing. Shabbat is an entity. Shabbat is a separate entity from all other days of the week. There are 6 days version should work. But on the seventh day, you should go to such an extent that you realize and recognize Shabbat is coming. You prepare for Shabbat. The Rambam goes on, if you look in his halachot, and he talks about how much you have to honor and show respect to Shabbat. What are you supposed to do? He said you should wear ksud nekiyah. You should dress in a clean way, in a night way, in a nice way. Wear nice clothing, clean suit, clean shirt, white shirt, beautiful. Prepare for Shabbat nicely. You go into Shabbat in a nice way. It says you buy nice foods, nice Shabbat foods. You buy nice sweets for the kids. You do everything to go out of your way. So why is it onik Shabbat? There's a mitzvah from the Torah. Some say it's from the Torah. Onik Shabbat, for a reason to enjoy on Shabbat. For a reason to enjoy on Shabbat, Hashem is commanding us to enjoy on Shabbat. It's like He's not only telling you, take one day off. He's not only telling you, take one day of rest. He's not only telling you, let it be separated from all other days. He's saying, enjoy it. Don't let it be a burden to you, because it's not a burden. It's not supposed to be a burden. If somebody has Shabbat as a burden to him, that means they're keeping Shabbat the wrong way. Because that's not what Hashem established Shabbat for. Hashem established Shabbat for be the one day of full enjoyment and connection to Hashem that we don't have any other day of the week. And we try to get a little bit of taste of that throughout the week. We learn a little bit of Torah throughout the week to taste that taste of Shabbat. But on Shabbat, it's so much greater. The Ben Ish Chai writes that if a person learns Torah on Shabbat, his Torah is worth 1,000x than during the week. 1,000x on Shabbat than during the week. Meaning your Torah on Shabbat is so much greater. Why? Because Shabbat is that day that is understood that it's that day you can relax, you can sit back. Some people might be lazier on Shabbat because now I can sleep in. So the Ben Ish Chai says, do you want to sleep in on Shabbat? Do you know how much more powerful everything is on Shabbat? The day of Shabbat is on the highest of all levels. They say the day of Shabbat is even greater than Yom Kippur. Shabbat is the holiest day of the year. And why don't we treat it like that? Because we have it every week. And we get used to it. We have to pay attention to the Shabbat is arriving every week when Shabbat comes. This is why the Torah iterates us. It doesn't just say it's a seventh day. It says, Yelachim Kodesh. The day of Shabbat should be for you Kodesh. Should be separated. That's why there's halachot to Shabbat that you should be different than during the week. A person has to dress differently. A person shouldn't dress in mundane clothing, in his regular weekday clothing. He should dress in Shabbat clothing. When a person talks on Shabbat, the way he talks should be Shabbat talk, not weekday talk. There's a different way you talk. You transfer yourself into a new person on Shabbat. And I can guarantee you, if you use this mentality when going into Shabbat, that Shabbat is a gift, it's not a burden. Shabbat is a blessing. Shabbat is an opportunity. If you look at it like that, then when Shabbat arrives, you'll enjoy it much more. And not only you'll enjoy it much more, when Shabbat ends, you'll be yearning for Shabbat to continue. You'll be yearning for the next Shabbat. You're always looking forward to Shabbat. And I'll finish with this. Every day of the week, in Yahadut, in Judaism, how do we count the days of the week? Mm-hmm. Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, first day, second day, third day. Why are we counting like this? Yom Rishon, it's the first day from Shabbat. Yom Sheni, the second day from Shabbat. Yom Shlishi, the third day from Shabbat. Everything is from Shabbat because it's all about Shabbat. The whole week, in essence, it's really in preparation for Shabbat. And if you look at grandparents nowadays, when they get to older age, they retire, they can't work anymore. What are they always thinking about? They're always thinking about preparing for Shabbat for all of the family to come over. That's what they already start preparing for the next Shabbat from Sunday. Their whole week is dependent on Shabbat. Without Shabbat, what do they have left? Zero. Because Shabbat is the most important mitzvah that we have. For a person to be able to keep Shabbat and enjoy it and honor it and respect it, a person will receive utmost amounts of reward, not only in the world to come, but even more reward, the Rambam says, in this world. May we all be able to be zoche, to respect, honor, and upkeep Shabbat in the most proper way. If a person feels that Shabbat is a burden to them, let's learn more about Shabbat. Let's learn more about the amount we can attain on Shabbat, the spirituality that we can attain on Shabbat. And B'zad Hashem, when we upkeep Shabbat the proper way, loving Shabbat, showing Hashem how much we want to connect Him on Shabbat, Hashem will bless every single one of us with 120 years, health, happiness, and success. Have a great day. Amen.